So Psalms 91 is commonly known as the Psalm of Protection. It talks about how the people of God receive safety by abiding in the presence of God. We can divide this chapter into three sections. The section one is verses 1 to 8. It talks about the psalmist's discovery of a secret place. We don't know who's the author of this chapter, but people say, theologians say it must be Moses or it might be David who compiled it. Section 2, verses 9 to 13, it says it's a revelation of a secret place. First you see a discovery of a secret place. Then you see a revelation of a secret place. Then section 3, verse 14 to 16, it shows the promise or a covenant of the secret place. What is secret? A secret is a hidden, secluded, private. Nobody can access that easily. Secret places mean a place that is hidden from plain sight, not easily accessible by public. Countries have secret places to hide their weapons, technologies, and money. Every country tries to protect their secrets. Rich people in the world, they try to keep safe their money in secret safe havens so that the CRA can not find it, right? So that's how the rich people keep their secrets. People have secret lives. Every one of us, some people have secret lives. Secret lives that they try to cover up. But secret places can either be good or evil. The psalmist discovers a different secret place. The psalmist sees that God has a secret place. Verse 1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The psalmist discovers a secret place where God communes with his people. Hallelujah. Verses 1 to 8, it talks about a description of what this secret place looks like. What do you experience in the secret place? First thing that he explains, there is deliverance from the trap of the enemy and from deadly diseases. In the secret place, you have deliverance. Number two, the secret place gives you protection from terrors by night and arrows that fly by day, and no evil will touch you. How many of you would like to be in that secret place? Every one of us would love to be in a secret place where God protects you. God delivers you from all your problems. Hallelujah. The verse 9, from 9 to 13, the psalmist suddenly gets a revelation about this secret place. This secret place is not a physical place. It is not a city, or it is not a church or a man-made place. The secret place, verse 9 says, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. It is the Lord, our God, who is the secret place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is our Lord who is our secret place. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. The psalmist gets this revelation. The secret place is the Lord himself. The Most High God becomes your dwelling place. Moment the Lord himself becomes your dwelling place, the psalmist discovers two new additional blessings. Verse 11 to 12, it says, the Lord shall order his angels to protect you and keep you safe. Verse 11 and 12 says, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Hallelujah. If Lord our God is your dwelling place, the angels will be there to protect you every step of your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, whichever place you go, if you are dwelling in the presence of God, God will protect you. Hallelujah. That is what the psalmist discovers this year. He gets a revelation that in their hands they bear you up, your foot will not dash against a stone. Hallelujah. He will protect you every step of your way. Even a stone cannot stop you. Verse 13 says, the Lord gives us authority over Satan's attack. you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. If God, our Lord, is our refuge, He gives you authority over the powers of the darkness. Hallelujah. He will help you to trample over the lion, the cobra, hallelujah, the serpent, the young lion, whoever comes against you. The Lord God will help you overcome them. Hallelujah. That is the promise that God has given us. Hallelujah. Finally, in verses 14 to 16, there is a covenant between the Lord and His people. The person who abides in Him, the person who dwells with the Lord, receives a promise. What is that promise? The Lord promises deliverance and response in time of need. Whenever you go through trouble, you call upon Him. He will come and be with you. He will answer. He will honor you. He will give you long life. He will give you salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, who else can provide this in this world? Only our God can give us safety in times of trouble. Hallelujah. So, dear people of God, dwelling or living with the Lord means a relationship with God. It's not just dwelling in a city and then ignore. If you live as a family, as a husband and wife, you cannot live together without having a communication, without having a relationship. Similarly, if you want to have a communion with God, you need to have relationship. And that is what it needs to be, in a secret place. Hallelujah. It's between you and God alone. It's not a public place. It is a private place. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 32 says, "For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright." The Lord wants to have a secret communion with you and me. He doesn't want a public communion. He wants to have a one-to-one relationship with each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lost this relationship when Adam sinned. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the Garden of Eden, what happened? The relationship was broken. But praise be to God, this relationship was restored through the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus, now we have this access to this relationship again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this access requires an action from us. Do you know what is that one action that takes you to that secret place of relationship? Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who dwells in the secret place? The Father. Hallelujah. And how do you get access to this Father? When you go and pray and sit in His presence. Hallelujah. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Hallelujah. Prayer is the action that takes you to the secret relationship with our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. It's prayer, my dear friends, our dear brothers and sisters. It's the prayer, your daily personal prayer, a private prayer. Hallelujah. That takes you to the secret place. Without prayer, we cannot have a close relationship with our loving Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. If there is no relationship, then the promises that we just read, all the protection, all the deliverance, can never be experienced in our lives. If there is a problem that we are facing today, if you are finding difficulty to move forward, if you have confusion in your life, the answer to your problem is you need to go to prayer. You need to go to a room, close the door, and spend time in the presence of God. He will going to protect you. He is going to deliver you. You will have an answer to your problem. In conclusion, let us examine our lives this morning. Let us make a decision to pray more in secret. Let's enjoy all the blessings that He has promised to us. May the Lord bless you with these words. Amen. Hallelujah.